Cheers. I've been drinking.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Pretty Girls Club with my very special guest, Mr. Shaq.
Hello everyone, my name is Shaktia Subramaniam. Please don't dox me.
He lives in block.
Come on, man.
I didn't even say your fake number, I say the real one. Anyways, okay, so today we have decided to do our first ever podcast episode together because it is our
third year anniversary. So, yeah. Pew,
pew, pew. Who's shooting the guts?
It's fireworks. Oh. Sorry la, wrong sound.
Sorry. Okay, yeah. So anyways, Shaq and I turned 3, so we decided that we're just a 3-year-old baby. I decided. But I got consent.
Yes.
So I thought it'd be really fun if we did a podcast episode together where Kai Ying is obviously behind the camera, so she prepared a bunch of fun questions for us to play, like a how well do we know each other type of trivia game. And to just have fun on camera and finally do an episode together. So, yes, thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me. So, the team of the Pretty Girls Club, Singapore's premier podcast.
Hey, top.
Oh, yeah. Singapore's top podcast channel.
Thank you very much. So, I don't know if you've realized, but
we're
wearing matchy outfits. So, I just wanted to wear my home clothes. And then Shaq said he would join me in solidarity. So
because I was wearing my outside clothes.
Yes, ew. So, anyway, I don't like bubble tea, but I have this t-shirt and Shaq's wearing my bubble tea t-shirt.
Correct. It's very comfortable. It's not like I like bubble tea. I don't hate bubble tea. I just stopped drinking caffeine. Mm. Yeah. So it's tricky. Anyway, yes. How did we meet?
Yes. Okay. Let's start. How did we meet?
We met on a panel at Singapore Writers Festival in 2017. We showed up at the panel. We did the panel. And then at the end of the panel, both of us super awkward. It's like, hi. And then after that, it's like, oh, yeah, okay. I follow you on Instagram. It's like, oh, yeah, I'll follow you now. Because she had no idea who I was.
That's and fake then, news. Hey, fake news. You really, anyhow, don't know how to spread this kind of thing, man. Later, okay. Imagine my podcast cap off my for saying the story wrong. Wow, that's funny, sir. But, okay, so that part is not a lie. Like, we did meet in person for the first time on Singapore Writers Fest when we were on the same panel, but we already knew of each other before that because we kept matching on dating apps for many, many months. And I kept deleting the apps and getting back on it, and we still would match. So, because Shaq just was on it on the same profile, but I kept deleting.
I mean, like, I barely use my phone, lah. And then whenever I go in, it's just like, oh, she's back.
So every time we had a conversation on any of the dating apps, it was always very pleasant, but it never amounted to a meeting. So we never like set a date or intentionally met until, and then because of Writers Fest, we met like in person. So it was a little bit awkward. Hence the hi.
To be fair, I didn't really meet a lot of people on the app. Mm. Like I would talk and then I just got, because like, I really don't use my phone. Mm. I don't use my phone now. Yeah. But back then, I really didn't use my phone.
Yeah.
And like, whenever I was online, I'd be like, oh, hey, yeah, cool, what's up? Hey, blah, blah, blah. And then after that, I forget I have a phone for like maybe a couple of months. And I come back and I feel like shit. And then I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm gone. Because I mean, life at the time was very chaotic for me. Mm. And I focused on that more than...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... that was in 2017 when we actually met in person. So I guess that's when we actually got acquainted. And then since from 2017 all the way till 2020, we did bump into each other at different, like, we would be at the same gigs, the same shows, or Shaq would be playing, and then I'll just be at the same bar. So we did bump into each other many times.
For the people that don't know, I play music.
Oh yes, Shaq plays music. Yeah. Shaq is an extremely talented musician. Singapore's top musician.
I don't know about musician.
I am allowed to give this kind of credential.
Sure, but... But factually, I am only a very good singer. I'm not the best. I'm on my way. There are better singers, but to all of them, watch out.
Whoa. Anyways, so yeah, Shaq plays music pretty well. And we did bump each other at a bunch of different bars, like wherever he was playing. And then we, because we already got acquainted at Singapore Writers' Fest, we did actually like we will say hi, like, every time we see each other, we'll say hi. Sometimes I will know mutual friends, and then we'll have, like, awkward small talk. But we never intentionally met. Like, we never set a date to be like, oh, let's actually go out. Until this happened in 2020.
My sperm donor passed away.
Ew, say something like that. Okay, both our dads passed away within 2 months of each other in 2020. And
it was a stressful time. It was a very stressful time because I had just... Yeah, I'm not going to go into details. Yeah. You have to get to know me and then I'll tell you what actually happened. But my dad passed away. And in the same month as like my mom's birthday, my sister's birthday, my birthday, we are all born, like my dad's birthday, we all our birthdays are very close. Mm. And then he passed away in the middle of the month. And I was just like, can I swear on this podcast?
Yeah, why not?
I was like, shit, life is just when you think it's getting better. It will challenge you. Mm. Like, that's how I saw it. I didn't think of it as like, wow, now it's worse. No, it was just another thing that is happening that is challenging my growth. And I feel like I grew through it as well as I possibly could. But already, I was just coming off of like a weird thing. And then this happened. And then I really didn't know what to do. I was very... Like, the rug from under me got pulled. But also, I was very relieved.
It's very weird to explain it without context, but I feel like in general for most people like our age at that point, like I would say youngish adults, you know, for us to have a weird estranged relationship with a parent and then for something really like morbid to happen in a very weird, like, there's no proper closure around it also. It's very unsettling, and then you can't really explain it because you feel a wave of so many different emotions, and obviously it's essentially all just under the umbrella of grief, but it's so many different emotions under grief.
All at the same time.
All the different stages and added stages because of the kind of relationship, the kind of toxic relationship that we both, I guess, had with our own respective dads. So
toxic, non-toxic. I mean, it was all of it.
Some level of toxic, but it was just very confusing all around. So when that happened in July 2020.
I literally started with this episode, don't dox me. You just said, I literally said my mother, my sister, myself, my father.
Yeah, see, everybody gonna dox you here. But yeah, so 2 months after that, my dad passed away, and it was also like, it was a lot, very weird. But anyways, when Chuck found out that my dad passed, we were already like following each other on Instagram at that point, and I did briefly like post about it. So when he found out, he DM'd me, he slid in my DMs and he sent his condolences, and then...
No, because I didn't, honestly, at the time, I didn't know anybody that was going through the same stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just, he was really just like, I'm so sorry this happened to you. Mm. I am very overwhelmed. I can only imagine how overwhelmed you are. Mm. I hope you're well. I was really like, just like, please take care of yourself. Mm. Like, if you need anything, please let me know. I'm very happy to. I know we don't talk to each other, but it was really just the fact that you were experiencing the same pain or rather similar pain to what I was experiencing. And I don't want anyone to feel that. And I feel like shit that you are feeling that. Mm. And I want to help.
Yeah.
If whatever way I can. If it's like just to hang out for a little while. If it's just to... If you... I don't know, lah. Anything. Yeah.
No, lah. But in that moment also, because it was so... this disorienting when that happened, that I was just like, it was nice to have someone to speak to because I was also dealing with my own, like, no one around me could relate to what a weird situation this was. And I was very grateful, obviously, that Shark reached out because we ended up finally deciding to intentionally meet. So I was like, yeah, we should finally grab that drink that we keep talking about. So we were not free any other day of the week or like the foreseeable future. So we decided to just meet the next day because we both were free the next day. So it was the most random thing. We planned to meet the immediate next day, and we both went into it just thinking, okay, we're just gonna get to finally hang out and talk and just get to know each other and just be there for each other in the most like wholesome way. We both did not think it was a date, and we were telling our own respective groups of friends that we were gonna meet each other, but neither of us explained it like it was a date or really thought it was. So.
I really told everybody, no, y'all need to calm down. I'm meeting somebody else that is going through what I'm going through, and we're going to talk, and then that's it. And I'm just like, hey.
I have text messages from that same night where I was texting Weesan. Weesan was still working with me at that point. And I was texting him to say, okay, I'm going for this meeting and I'm going for spin class. And then after that, I'm going to meet this guy. Not sure if you know him. And then I think I mentioned your name. And then Weesan's like, oh, okay, like, have a good night. Like, it was just the most wholesome random thing. And I think going into it without it being the pressure of a date helped a lot because it was easily one of the best dates I ever had now in hindsight.
I'm calling a date, huh?
Yeah, lah, look where we are now, right? It's been 3 years. And then now we're holding hands, so.
From anyway. Last time, long time ago.
What is my shorts? Okay, so now that you guys know the story of our lives.
Can I hit you with a random fun fact?
Yes, why not?
How long do you think it will take to walk from one end of the Great Wall of China to the other?
7 weeks.
Yeah.
I hate that Shark actually told me this before. I cannot remember.
Oh, you don't listen when I talk.
I try my best, but I don't really care about the Great Wall of China.
No, but to me, it was
mind-blowing.
It was.
2 months. No, no. That's 1 week more than
17 weeks. I think.
17 months?
Yeah. If you walk from one end, that's how big the Great Wall of China is, okay? It might be 19 months, but I know it's double digit.
Wow, you can give birth to 2 children, eh?
Wah, busy.
Anyways, thank you for the random fun fact that nobody asked for.
I will have a couple more.
Okay, so now that we have done the contact...
17, right? 18 months.
Well, you can fully give birth to 2 kids. Now that we've gotten the context and introductions out of the way, so you know Shark's not a stranger in my bedroom, let's now play the game that we're all here to play. How well do we know each other? So Kaying has prepared a bunch of questions. She's going to ask us, and we're not going to like write our answers down or anything. We will just say it out loud for all the people listening to this.
And the podcast. Forfeit.
Oh, yes.
We need to have a forfeit. Okay.
I will load the gun. We have a Nerf gun. Let me just...
And you heard that?
Oh, that was pretty loud.
Yeah. As somebody that has been on the receiving end of that bullet...
Hey, honestly, not by me. Shout out to our best friend, Amin. He constantly will whip out Nerf gun and shoot Shark in the head. Even in front of his whole family. Wilding. I mean, always wilding with a Nerf gun. And Shark just bought him a Nerf gun with 50 freaking bullets.
I was like, you like to shoot, lah. Shoot. Yeah, shoot.
So I don't anyhow shoot this Nerf gun, okay? But anyways, today I will. Because we're playing this How Well We Know Each Other game. And the forfeit will be that the winner will get to shoot the loser in the head with his Nerf gun.
Yeah, so you better watch the video.
Threaten. Okay, let's do it. Can you hit us with the first question?
Hit us with the first questions, yeah.
Since it's the third year anniversary, how long have you guys been dating as of today to the day?
Ken.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
2 years, 11 months.
62 days.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear the question.
No, correct.
2 years, months and 26 days.
Yeah, 2 years, 362 days.
You sure or not? This year got Libya, you know.
I never think about this kind of thing, man. But anyways, wait. So who's wrong? Me, yeah.
Yeah, actually, I don't know if this year is a leap year. Anyhow,
fake news, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I never count, so I guess you are both right.
Yeah. Next question, please.
What is a nickname that you call each other?
There's only one.
Murti.
What? Actually, I have two. You only have one.
I got a few.
No.
Okay.
Say one.
Okay, I'll say the one that I.
Do you call each other the same thing or no?
Yes.
So the one that you call the same thing.
We want to say the same thing.
Yeah, I will say the same thing. Then I'll say the thing that she calls me.
Oh, okay.
1, 2, 3.
Bub. The thing that she calls me that is extra is S Crack Janagi. I don't know why. But it is a regular occurrence. And every time she calls me S. Craig Janagi,
his loins light up on fire.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
Hey, you know what I thought you were going to say or not?
What?
So sad. I genuinely call him something else that...
Bubble.
No, I always say my sweetie.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I always say, okay, good night, my sweetie. I always do that. And then, like, now you ruined it by telling people what I truly say in the comfort of my own
home. Facts is facts.
Like, the first time it happened, right, wow, Shark lost his mind. Yeah.
I
like,
literally...
He was just standing in my kitchen watching dishes. So. And then I just walking around the house like, hey, ass crack, Janagi.
And then I just, like, I was washing dishes. And then I just stopped for a while, just like, Whoa, where's this coming from?
Yeah.
And then her mom was there also. And her mom just not fazed. She wasn't fazed at all. Yeah. She was just doing her own thing. They're just like,
is this normal in my household? Yes, it is.
Do you hear what she called me?
Hey, what, you snitched, yeah?
But, no, but this is what happened. What?
Yeah, but anyways, why do we call each other Bub? Actually, Shark started it.
I've always wanted to call someone Bub.
Okay, and that someone's me.
Because Bub is like bubbly, you know? It's like bubbly. It's like
oh, that was Bulbasaur.
Bubblicious. Okay. Bulbasaur. I don't know. I like Pokemon, but like not that much.
Next question.
Who is most likely to say sorry first?
This kind of thing very hard to say because
generic.
Like, no, there's no generic in this. I feel.
Wow.
I feel like both of us would say sorry if we are wrong.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by...
Okay, I guess if we are both in the wrong, then who says sorry first, right? That makes more sense.
Don't say first. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Me.
What? Well, okay, no, but the thing is, I'm saying me because I can imagine it like... Oh, it's tricky though. It's very tricky. Okay, this one really need context, but I think we both...
Okay, can you build context?
Oh my god, yeah, give us a fake situation.
Yeah, please. Okay. I come up with the situation.
Okay, can.
Okay, we are both meeting... We are both meeting the president of the United Nations. Is that a thing?
I don't know. Let's make
okay.
it a thing.
It's a thing, okay?
Okay.
President of the United Nations.
Yeah.
We go for the dinner. We're all having fun, whatever. And then I'm just like, I want to go and say, hello.
Uh-huh.
Hello, President of the United Nations.
Okay.
And then I put my hand out to shake, and then they do like a vanakkam.
Then?
And then I just like, this is a very bad analogy. I don't know where's the tension point.
Okay, let me.
And then I step in and I'm like, so sorry, President of the United Nations. I don't know what's wrong with my boyfriend. Yeah, so it's me. Yeah, no, I feel like we both are very quick to apologize.
I accidentally start a food fight.
Yeah, you definitely won't say sorry until you have enough fun. After you have been way too much fun, but then you sorry.
It's correct.
Yeah, okay, next.
What is the first thing or one of the first things you told your friends about each other?
This one I don't need to think. This one I believe until today. When I met PT, I remember within the first month, like I was meeting when I met my friends and stuff like that. Just like, hey, you, I thought you said that one not date. No, you keep seeing this person, and like, what's going on? Now I remember like just looking at them, I never blink, and I just like, dude, this girl's special. And then everybody just like, special how? Hey, explain lah. And I just like, I cannot lah, dude. Not yet. When I have the vocabulary, I tell you, but. Something is happening here that I don't understand, but I like, and I love, and I need to see it through.
Wow.
No, really. You can ask Amin, you can ask like, yeah.
He's just going to shoot you with a Nerf gun.
He will, like, you want to answer this kind of question.
Wow. Yeah, he will. He will answer it by us, actually.
Yeah, he will.
Okay, I think the first few things... Okay, funnily enough, I remember something that I told a friend when I met Shark on dating apps before. Like, not when we started going out. But I remember telling one of my friends that, like, this conversation or this person is damn different. And I've never spoken to someone, like, through a dating. I've never met someone this genuine. So I remember that word came up. And I remember thinking, like, not gonna lie, this one a bit loser. But I did feel a bit like, every time we did speak or match on dating apps and then when it was just the months of like me not going on the apps or Shark not going on the apps, and then we just didn't talk for months on end. And if I did try to reach out and if like there was no response or anything, I did feel very like, did I just completely F this up? And I, oh my god, is this why Katy Perry wrote the song The One That Got Away? But that's how I felt. I felt like that a little bit. And I only had extremely nice things to say. And I always said like, it felt very different. And I guess special is along the same lines of that lah. Like it just felt very refreshing, very different, and very, very unique. Like special, yeah, it's special.
For me, it was the fact that you understood the nuances of like being brown, of I come from the circle of Singapore that usually gets swept away. I'm lucky enough to be where I am because I have a bit of talent. I work damn hard on my talent. And so I have a unique perspective. But really I come from nothing. And I'm trying to make something of the nothing, if that makes sense. And so because of that, I have seen a lot of stuff that the average person will not believe. But I didn't have to explain it to her. Like she already understood it. Usually when I talk to people, like I have to convince them that these things are happening. And to me that, yeah, and to me that was like, damn, someone gets it.
Yeah. And I think I felt that way too. With like, even just when we talked about our own like upbringing, family background especially, it felt so like, wow, I'm finally speaking to someone who there's absolutely no judgment here, and this person completely gets me. And I did feel that too on the first date.
Okay, it was a day.
Okay, next question.
Who is most likely to get lost when you go on a road trip together?
Please, inside I don't need to think. 1, 2, 3, pretty. Me. I am damn good with directions.
Wow, my sense of direction very bad.
We have literally gotten into arguments because like, let's say we want to go a certain way, and then I'm just like, she's insisting that it's this way. And I'm like,
oh my god, the Maxwell MRT. Yeah. The Maxwell MRT.
She's insisting that it's this way. And then I'm just like, I don't know how to tell you as politely as I can that you are wrong.
Correct. I wouldn't say argument, but it's just an awkward moment of like, no, but isn't it that? And then he's like, no, pretty, it's really not. And then I'm like, no, but it's that one. You know, I'm really serious.
And then she's like doubling down, she's tripling down. And I'm just like, if we go the way that you're going, right, we are not going to get where we need to be at the right time. So I have to like put my foot down and be like, okay, I know you think that this is the way that you need to go, sure, but right now you need to trust me, you need to follow me.
No, but it's sometimes if we got time, right, we're not late, I'll be like, okay, let's go that. Then in a moment I stretch again, like okay, means I'm wrong. But the most recent one was at Maxwell MRT. Yes, my brain couldn't process the fact that when we approached Maxwell MRT, our train was no longer the, you know, when you enter a train on the head of the train, and then by the time it reaches Maxwell, you're actually at the tail. And then my brain couldn't process that because it opens at the other side. So I couldn't understand. I was like, huh, but shouldn't we walk to that end to go to our exit? And then Chuck's like, no, you're literally going to the opposite end. And I'm like, doesn't make sense to me.
And I was late for work. So like, I really had to be like, look, I take this train like so many times. Yeah. Can you just follow me, please?
Yeah, my brain takes a while to process certain things. Okay, yep.
Next one.
Next question.
Who is most likely to trip and fall in public?
Okay, 1, 2, 3, me.
Pretty. I have literally gotten in trouble with Pretty for laughing at her when she fell.
Well, hurt my feelings. Yeah, this one.
Until now, she brings it up.
I haven't in a while.
Yeah.
But okay, this one, honestly. So we were climbing up a staircase, and then we were having drinks before that. I was in such a good mood. I was like, yay, going home. And then I was just happily running, trotting. And then I climbed up this type of staircase, and I literally fell flat. I tripped on the stairs. I fell right on my face, everything. And,
and from where I was standing, it didn't look serious. It just looked like... it was like then she just plopped. She was just like, whoo, ping. Yeah. And then it was so cute. And then I just like laughed like fuck. I was like,
It's like you full on it. Then I was just there like, okay, I'm one of those losers that like my ego bruises damn easy with this kind of thing. So like, in the moment, I'm like, I wouldn't say in general, I would say... this kind of things, like very, I hate it when people laugh at like misfortune. Me falling, happened before. I fell off a chair once in my own freaking home in like back in poly, like 10 over years ago. But it was a very old dining table chair that we moved like for 10 times. So it was like all the screw loose. Sounds like me. But anyway, so I literally fell off that chair. And my friend just sat there laughing for like a good 2 minutes. This is the same friend that laughed at me when I rode a bike and I smashed my face on the railing and I bruised my whole face. So, wow, hurt my feelings. So, I very triggered.
I didn't laugh for 2 minutes. Yeah. I chuckled for about 10 seconds and immediately went to go and help her.
Yeah. And then I damn sad. Like, I took the help, but I was like, you know, she was there.
Yeah. And then the whole time, I was just confused. I was just like, okay, sorry. And then like a couple of hours later, I saw how bad the bruise was. And then I felt like shit.
Yeah, but I think for me, I was more upset with the laugh than the pain of the fall.
No, because, but it was so cartoon-esque. The way that you fell.
The word cartoon triggers me.
Ayo.
And I realized that I've had a pattern of being either some level of bullied or made fun of growing up, that anyone laughing at me for doing something that is genuinely like, oh, I didn't know, or like, oh, I can't help, I can't prevent these things from happening, like falling through like a chair that's old, you know, like little things like that, they're like, I couldn't have predicted this one. Then when someone laughs, I get so triggered because I'm like, I feel like a fool, and I feel like that happens when you've been bullied growing up. That's the thing that could be a very big trigger. But yeah, I feel like I'm trying my best to get better at it and laugh at myself quicker, because I can laugh at myself in hindsight, but I really need that moment to be over, and then I start making the jokes about it. I'm like, okay, free reign, we can all laugh at it.
But I laugh because I have been the kid that has fallen.
Yeah.
And I have had friends that will fall and we all just laugh. That was the culture.
Yeah, yeah.
You laugh first and then you help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct. I understand that now. So I guess the next time I fall.
Next question.
You know how funny it is? Because right before filming this episode, I told Kai Ying about how I tripped on someone on Friday night.
A whole ass person.
His foot lah. And then he's like the fucking... he's like the founder of the company. I was at the grand opening. It's so embarrassing. And then I turned around thinking that, oh, this man gonna like... Be rolling his eyes or frowning at me or something. And then he was so kind. He was like, I'm so sorry. And then I'm like, okay, actually my fault. But thank you. You know, it was very kind. But yeah, I'm very clumsy.
I also lah.
Okay, next question.
Imagine you guys are in school. Who is most likely to get detention?
1, 2, 3.
Me. Yeah.
Have you gotten detention before? You actually damn... Wow, shark damn nerdy here in school. He's student counselor, prefect, all of those things.
Yeah,
I was just one of those people in school who really wanted to be one of them. But I actually cannot detention before. I don't think
I never got detention, but I got other things that I really don't want to talk about.
Okay, Ken, no problem.
I like the vice principal called my mom to the office.
You don't talk about it.
I know lah, but I'm not going to. I've never gotten detention because the whatever trouble that I got in was quiet.
Right. I forgot what kind of trouble I got into, but my class was chaos. And it's always some level of make the relief teacher cry or like, doesn't mean I necessarily am the one, the antagonizer, but I was always some level of just laughing at like, oh, I laugh at people.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I was just about to bring that up. Yeah.
No, but I feel like... Okay, like, I don't know. I can't remember exactly why I have been to detention, but I definitely have. And yeah, it wasn't like weird. It wasn't like... Yeah, it was pretty normal. It was pretty normal for like people from my class to go to detention because we were a very chaotic bunch. But nothing malicious. Nothing like insanely malicious.
My school... I probably didn't go to detention because my school did not believe in detention because the stuff that was happening... Detention was just like, we are gathering all the naughty people together. It is just putting gasoline on fire. Okay. Like, so they dealt with it different ways. So in that sense, no, I never went for detention.
I kind of kicked out of my class before they were.
Oh. Why? You play basketball?
I think I thought. That one my school celebrate. My secondary school, wow, happy, you basketballer. But I think just because I thought in class, something stupid out there. Then Mr. Low, my teacher, kicked me out of class.
Well, you docked your teachers, yeah.
My teacher, Mr. he kicked me out of class, yeah. But no, I loved him. He was my form teacher. Shout out Newtown Secondary School. Okay. Okay, next question.
Who is most likely to have their phone run out of battery during the day?
1, 2, 3. Pretty. Me.
I mean, it's what I do. You know? Like, I use my phone all the time.
And I don't.
I run out of memory lah, run out of battery lah, run out of anything you can think
memory,
of.
Memory, battery, you run out of screen time.
That
what's
the
thing you cannot run out of? Huh?
I mean, if I set a ridiculous amount.
No, if your phone die, you run out of screen time. What?
I guess. But yes, okay, I use my phone a lot. Next question.
Who is most likely to get a tattoo?
Wow. This one tricky because my views on tattoos have shifted. Mm. Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Pretty.
Me. But we have talked about this and actually...
I would probably still do it.
Yeah.
I would probably still do it.
But I mean, I've always wanted to. I just feel like I don't feel committed to anything enough to put on my body permanently yet. But when I think of a very solid design, I'll do it.
And for me, it is it's quite... it's a long topic lah. And I really don't think that y'all care about this enough lah.
Okay, if y'all care, then let us know, I guess.
If y'all care, y'all see me around, ask me why I'm thinking 2 times about getting tattoos. And I'll explain.
Okay, next one. Last one.
Okay. So this is a deeper one. What assumption about me that you made turned out to be true?
So what assumption did we make about each other that ended up being true? Well, I don't know. I feel like, okay, like, this one's gonna sound very obnoxious, but I feel like everything that I thought about, like, that you presented to me when we first interacted and stuff, I feel like it's been very consistent, and I don't think anything has changed drastically or like I made any assumption that was way off. I just think that, okay, like, you are exactly how you came across to me the first few times we interacted. So I can't think of anything. Let me try.
Mine is that she has trouble letting go.
And it's true.
Like, I'm not talking about like anything in specific. I'm just talking about like in general, when it comes to letting things go, Pretty struggles a bit. And not in a bad way. Sometimes it's warranted. Sometimes that's your journey. But I'm quicker to let things go than... And I'm not talking about like our own personal, like I'm talking about like if, let's say,
like life in general.
Like if a bird shit on her shirt, right? And then she'd be like, wow, like at 8 o'clock, let's say the bird shit on her shirt in the afternoon. At 8 o'clock, she'd be like, wow, fuck, yeah, the bird shit on me. Yeah. And I'd be like, can you, it happened already, let it go.
Yeah, I'm very, very.
Shirt clean already.
I'm so pessimistic, it's ridiculous. Like, it's really bad.
She will make plans for the next bird to shit on her.
Yeah, like I will have a son, I'll go and invent some shield for bird shit already.
I'll just be like, hey yo.
That's called an umbrella, by the way. I don't know, I guess my...
That was one of the first few, because I remember like we talked about, there's like, yo.
He disappointed.
So. Not disappointed, no, I was just like, it will take some time.
Yeah. No, it takes me a while. And I really harp on, like, it's very difficult for me to remember all the good things around me in a moment of, like, stress or negativity in general. It's so difficult. And then I feel like that has been... I mean, Shark has obviously constantly tried to remind me, like, of all the silver linings in a moment or, like, all the things that I did manage to achieve if something went wrong, you know? So yeah, that has been helpful. But, yeah, I really struggle with that.
To me, life is garbage. And... if you don't hold on to the silver linings, then it's hard. It's hard to make it to the next day. You need to hold on to the silver linings.
What assumption did I make about you that ended up being true?
That I'm a
what?
I'm a fuck ton of fun.
You said like that. But
I guess, I don't know. Sometimes I'm not.
Oh my God. Shucks. Dating app bio said something along the lines of, I try not to step on ants.
I still don't.
Yeah. And he
I until today will save ants.
Yeah. Correct.
Not like, just ants. I'll save anything. Yeah. But like
ants. If it's like, I guess a normal person would think like it's annoying if there's a trail of ants in your life and then you'll be like, oh, then you want to like just get rid of it.
I've literally shoved her.
Yes, he has shoved me once before when I naturally reflex almost try and like shove my hand lah, okay, not some like shove me on the floor type shit. But like, I think my reflex was just to like, oh, what's this? You know, then like want to flick like a tiny like ant or something.
Then I'll catch your hand.
And then he would just be like, eh. Like, I don't know. I'm fighting for the ant's rights. And I'm like, that's true. No,
we're all alive. Yeah. We're all alive.
But I guess considering that was something that was one of the first few things that I came across, right, your bio, especially on dating app, it has been quite consistent, lah. Like, the assumption that he's a genuinely nice person and a kind person has obviously been
sometimes
true.
Sometimes I'm not.
Yeah, if it's warranted, lah, if you're not, you know. I don't think it's a irrational, like, anyhow unkind to people. You're never like that. Even if it's warranted, I feel like you struggle to do that a lot. And I have to be like the, come on, man. Like, come on, man. Like, this one, you're getting taken advantage of. This one, people like, really just abusing the fact that you're so kind. So, yeah. So, I would like to think the way Shark is there for me when I need to be way more optimistic or at least look at silver linings, I would like to think that I am also able to be there when shit like that happens, like, you know, when I think that you're just being taken advantage of and I'm not going to allow that to happen.
I also feel I need to caveat this. I am not a positive person. Yeah. It was a lot of practice and it is still practice.
And meditation.
Yeah, I meditate lah.
Just now, Kai asked me to sit like this, yeah. Then I said, you think what, I'm a meditator. So Shark meditates a lot.
I don't know about a lot, I meditate.
Okay, to a normal human being who doesn't really do it a lot, or at all, it's a lot. An hour a day is a lot. Okay, now we've come to the part of the show.
I'm just going to ask random questions.
Yes, would you rather questions?
If me and Taylor Swift were stuck on a cliff at the Grand Canyon, right? Both of us struggling. And like, it would take you the same amount of time to run to me or run to Taylor Swift.
Ew, it involves running. Okay, go on.
Sorry. Okay, we can change the parameters.
Okay. Hopping.
To whatever lah.
Okay, go on.
Equidistant. Yes. Equidistant. Yes. Whatever mode of transport you decide to take,
yeah.
You can only save one person.
Okay.
And both of us have only enough grip strength to stay there at the same amount of time, right? Who are you saving?
Well, I already have a gun pointed at one of your heads.
So, okay, I should do pull-ups.
I mean, okay, realistically, right, I will weigh the cost-benefit analysis of the situation. And
damn.
Okay, lah, come on, lah. Realistically, if I want to think of the greater good of the world, right?
You will save Taylor Swift.
If I want to think of the greatest good of the world. But do I? Okay, I would say considering the amount of joy that Taylor has brought, the amount of people she has, then obviously the like politically correct answer...
We're not looking for that. We're looking for the answer.
Actually, that's not true. Politically correct answer is I pick you.
Really?
What kind of heartless heathen am I?
No. See, okay. if you trust your partner enough to be able to get themselves out of that situation.
No, I trust Taylor Swift that she'll be able to get out of that situation. I'll save you. I'd rather take my chances trying to save you. Even if you don't need my help, then Taylor
you
Swift
are literally help. Like top 1% of like 0.0 don't know how many percent like highest listener.
Yeah, but like, who do I want to just spend all my days with and all my life with? And
there is
more. The answer is you. I want to spend all that time with you, and I want Taylor Swift playing in the background. So I think her songs will live on.
Wow.
I'm so sorry, everybody. You put a gun to my
head. I did no such thing. If anything, the gun was at my head.
Yes. Okay, next question.
You have to think yourself.
Difficult.
Okay, my turn again.
Yes.
If you were stuck in a cage with a tiger. And
Richard Parker.
And I watched the movie.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Sorry to all the Indians. Would you rather be in a cage with a tiger that is very hungry or in a cage with a man?
That's it? I'm big tiger! I don't look at men. I hate men. I tell you how many times. Oh my god, do you know the amount of times throughout our entire relationship that Shark would just ask me something about a random friend, a mutual friend, or just a male friend, and then I'll just look at him dead ass, like dead in the eye, and I'll be like, ew, why do you think I look at men? Like, do you actually think I know the answer to your question?
I'm
I
not
don't
asking
look at men.
If they look good.
No,
or
but
whatever,
it would be something
know?
Like, hey, did you see this person was doing that? I'll be like, I don't pay attention to men. Like, I don't know how to explain this to you, but I cannot. Like, wow, it's really a thing. Like, that exact sentence has come up at least 10 times in the last year. It's a lot. I don't pay attention. But yes, I'd rather be trying to catch with a tiger. As long as you, I guess, give me
hungry
some,
tiger, you know.
Then just give me some ingredients I cook for the tiger.
Okay, sure, yeah, okay. Yeah. We can arrange that. Yeah.
Yeah. How about you? You pick the man, right?
What? Yeah, the tiger isn't going to eat me. I can like, fuck up the man.
Who said the man not going to eat you? Anyways.
If you could create any festival in the world, there's no budget issues, there's no issues, right? Like venue all have that kind of thing. What kind of show would you put up?
Wow. Wow. I mean, if there's no budget or anything, I guess.
As in no budget, as in you have all the budget.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody
as in
gets
no budget
paid.
Restrictions, yeah.
Everybody gets paid brilliantly. All the licenses you can get. Wow. Venue is fine.
Then I guess I would bring in, I would want to do like a big ass music festival in Singapore and bring in every artist that like we have resigned to the fate that they might never come to Singapore, you know? Like people that are going to be so insanely expensive to watch. And I'll make the tickets like $5. Yeah. But then all the artists get paid their rates.
Correct,
but
correct.
But then we all like super, super cheap. Like just need to pay as you wish. Ah, pay as you wish.
Pay as you wish.
Yeah, so we do something like that. And then I bring in all
you better pay, pay as you wish. You got money, you better pay,
You better wish that you have to pay, and then you better pay. So,
if you got no money, get a free ticket and pay for it.
If you got no money, then I help you pay $1, you know? Anyways, it's my festival anyway. So I can give out all the free tickets. But I'll bring in like all the, wow, I want to bring in everybody from like the era of music we grew up with. So like the 2000s, you know, like bringing Destiny's Child and bringing, like, you know, everybody that we don't really think they will ever come to Singapore, or like if we ever see them together again, it has to be something.
I really don't think Beyonce will ever come to Singapore.
No, I think she might bring Renaissance to Singapore. She might. But it'll be the last leg of the tour, like, it won't be anytime soon. It'll be like how Taylor, you know, is keeping international dates for the last one. So yeah, I think, yeah, Beyonce, like Nelly, Usher, you know, like that kind, like, wow, like a night that the millennials,
Griselda.
A night that we would just have so much fun. And then different genres, different stages for different genres. So if it's like R&B, hip hop, then it's like one section. Then if you like heavy metal, you know, then there's a whole other section. Yeah. Like that would
be
wild. So fun. Different genres at a music festival.
Oh my God, has Creator ever come to Singapore?
I don't know what that is, but I'll bring them for my festival.
Wow, Kim.
Now that we've finished playing all the How Well We Know Each Other, Would You Rather games, it is time to end this episode. So goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
But ring, 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 ring. Hey, hello, hello. The phone ringing. Pick up, quick. Ring, ring.
Miss Naya, here you go.
Oh, hello. It is time for my favorite part of the show, your unsolicited advice of the week. So my advice is, hold on, let me pass the phone to Shah.
Be kind, even when it doesn't make sense. And don't be a dick. Like, it's so easy. And don't step where it ends. Just be kind and pay it forward. Always pay it forward.
And that's how you get the girl.
Come on, man.
No, I mean, all that in general, of course. But that's how he won the girl. I'm not a prize. Okay, anyways.
Exactly.
I'm just wiling. Okay, so my unsolicited advice is, sometimes your boyfriend will laugh at you when you fall down. And that's just a reminder that sometimes you need to learn to laugh at yourself. So he might hurt in the moment, but it's okay. It's a moment. It won't last for a lifetime. Unless you make it last for a lifetime. You see? So actually now, I can laugh at myself. And I can laugh at how I fell down that day like a loser trotting up staircase. But at least I was cute. And at least... Okay, okay. Anyways. So yeah, learn to laugh at yourself, because it'll just make you happier in general. And I'm such a pessimist, I need to take my own advice.
Hello?
Hello! Oh, sorry.
Not really.
Oh. So that was your unsolicited advice of the week.
Hello?
It's not ringing, man. That was your unsolicited advice of the week. We hope you enjoyed this episode and happy 3-year anniversary.
High five.
Woo! Okay, love you.
Love you too.
Bye.